All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah raise the rank of our dearest Prophet and Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Sha'ban is the 8th month of the lunar year in the Islamic calendar, and the month immediately preceding the month of Ramadan. For Muslims all around the world, the month of Sha'ban is a special time in which they try to do more good deeds than usual and fast more optional fasts than they do in other months. The Prophet used to fast a lot during this month. It is the habit of the Muslims to celebrate the 15th night of the month of Sha'ban by praying, reciting Quran, praising Allah, and making a great deal of supplication to Allah during that night. Ibn Majah narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا, which means, spend the night preceding the 15th day of Sha'ban in acts of obedience and fast the next day. The acts of obedience meant in this hadith are reciting the Quran, making supplication dua to Allah, and praying optional prayers. Even though there is a difference in opinion among the top scholars of hadith about the degree of confirmation of this hadith, acting in accordance with its orders on that particular night, that is the 15th night of Sha'ban, is a good practice. This is so because the matters it orders, such as reciting Quran, making supplication, praising Allah, are in general recommended matters in the religion. Although making supplication, in general, is a recommended matter, one needs to be cautious about what he is asking for in his supplication. It must be understood that when one supplicates to Allah, asks Allah for things, one is not asking Allah to change his will. It is among the essentials of the belief of Muslims that Allah's will is eternal and does not change. Rather, one would be asking Allah to change the person's situation from a difficult situation to an easier one, from a good situation to a better one, or the like. Knowing this, one needs to be cautious in his understanding of a supplication which some people recite on the night of the 15th day of Sha'ban. They say in this supplication, اللهم إن كنت كتبتني عندك في أم الكتاب شقيا أو محروما أو مقطرا علي في الرزق فامحو اللهم شقاوتي وحرماني وتقتير رزقي واكتبني من السعداء. It should be noted that this particular supplication was not confirmed from the Prophet nor from Umar or Ibn Mas'ud, as explicitly clarified by Al-Bayhaqi in his book Al-Qadr. When reciting this aforementioned supplication, some people erroneously understand that they are asking Allah to change his will. That is, they understand the words they recite to mean, O Allah, if you willed for me to be miserable, poor, and deprived of the good things, change your will and make me happy and solvent. This is a dangerous situation. The will of Allah does not change. This is among the basics of the beliefs of the Muslims. Change in a thing is among the very obvious signs that that thing is a creation. Imam Abu Hanifa said, change occurs only in the creations. Allah is not attributed with change. This matter is clarified in the Book of Allah and in the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some understand that the meaning of verse number 39 of Surah Ar-Ra'd is, Allah changes his will. Truly, this is not the meaning of this verse as interpreted by the famous companion Ibn Abbas. Al-Bayhaqi narrated from Ibn Abbas that this verse refers to the abrogations. That is, Allah willed for some verses of the Quran to be abrogated, and not for others to be abrogated. This interpretation of Ibn Abbas reconfirms that the will of Allah does not change. In Surah Qaf, Ayah 29, Allah Ta'ala said, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيِّ, which means, my will does not change. Ibn Mardaway related that Prophet Muhammad asked his Lord, Allah, for four matters: that his nation would not be destroyed by famine, that his nation would not be completely destroyed by any enemy, that his nation would not be completely destroyed by a torture similar to the torture which destroyed the previous nations, and that the people of his nation would not fight one against the other. The Prophet said that Allah granted him the first three matters, but did not grant him the fourth one. So, although it was Prophet Muhammad, the best of the creations, the one who made that supplication, Allah did not grant him all what he asked. This is because Allah willed in eternity there would be fighting between the Muslims in the different eras, and the will of Allah does not change. The belief that Allah's will does not change was specifically clarified in Imam Muslim's narration of this hadith in his Sahih. Imam Muslim narrated that after the Prophet asked Allah for four matters, Allah revealed to him, إِنِّي إِذَا قَضَيْتُ أَمْرًا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُرَدُّ, which means, O Muhammad, if I willed for something to happen, my will would not change. In conclusion, it is rewardable and recommended to recite the Qur'an, pray, and make supplication during the 15th night of Sha'ban, with the understanding that Allah does not change His will because of this supplication. May Allah raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Ameen.